James, John, Simon, Andrew, the first disciples, the first to follow. We don't know that much about them, actually, but we know that they were fishermen, and we know that they were actually pretty successful as fishermen, able enough by their work to afford to have people working for them, to have hired men joining in their work. They were masters of a whole way of life, a whole way of living in those seaside corner towns of Galilee. They were masters of the rhythms of rising before the sun, to push their boats out onto the lake, to seek out and find the secret places where the fish dwell. They knew the art of divining the weather's inscrutable intentions, and they could tell the moods of the sea by its brooding blue, black, white caps. Their fingers could repair torn fishing nets as if by memory. They could handle a boat, bobbing and pitching in the waves. They could handle themselves in haggling over fish prices at market. They could handle the hired men paid to help them with the work. They were business owners. With the work of their hands, they helped to feed hungry people. They had no one but themselves to answer to. They were good at what they did, and they had every reason to be proud of their work. They were fishermen. The only problem is that they were fishing on a Galilean shore, and Jesus of Nazareth walked into their lives. The reign of God was at hand. It is time to do something new. They were called to leave behind the work that they had mastered and to do something they had no experience in, which they did not believe or could not have imagined. And oh, the things that they would do. With Jesus, they would spread throughout the land love for the law of Moses and the justice within it. They were no scholars. With Jesus, they would heal countless people sick in mind, body, or spirit, but they were no doctors. With Jesus, they would make two fish feed 5,000 people, but they were no miracle workers, and what's more, they had a pretty good idea, actually, of how many fish it would take to feed an army of people like that. To follow after Jesus would mean doing all of these things, and it just doesn't seem as if they were qualified to do any of it. They had no experience, they had no expertise, they had nothing to bring to the table. Couldn't Jesus have found somebody better than fishermen? Wouldn't some other people have been a wiser choice to do such high and hard and holy work? But the voice of Jesus still called to them. All we're doing is fishing. All we're doing is fishing. Follow me. You fish for people now. See, Jesus, somehow, in calling them to become disciples, to become something new, Jesus required of them that they remain who they were. Jesus was not calling them to be people other than who they were. They were to be fishermen. They would fish for people. They would need to know everything that they already knew about mending nets. They would need to know about mending nets because when a life has unraveled, it's not clear always how to bind it up again. They would need to know everything that they knew about waves and weather, everything they knew as masters of sailing. You see, when the winds of chance are high and the waves of life are fierce, they needed to know that the only way back to life, the only way to save the ship, is to aim the prow of the boat directly at the heart of the danger and never turn away. They were still going to be fishermen, but they would cast their nets now in other waters, in deep waters of hopelessness and degradation and hypocrisy. They were to cast their nets over the deep waters and become the finders of the lost children of God. You might not know it, Old South Church. You might not know it, but we're fishermen too. We are masters of what we do here in this seaside corner town of Boston. We have mastered the rhythms of rising before the sun to rehearse Bach or Mendelssohn or Gustafsson or Coltrane or Sordillo. We have mastered the arts of warming up vocal cords, bumblebee by bumblebee, until with our descants we overmatch the angels in their serenades. We have mastered the discipline of Bible study and prayer, teaching our children, teaching our elders, teaching all generations to bring the full height of the powers of their intellect to bear, asking questions of the Holy Scripture because we love the Bible enough to believe it can take it. We have mastered the discipline of joyfully welcoming LGBT brothers and sisters, wounded, limping through our doors, bearing grievous spiritual wounds. We know how to apply the very balm of Gilead, which is bread and cup and brother and sister. We have mastered our sea legs, and we know how to be the church in fair weather or foul. And when history's winds come like a bomb blast and the waves are measured in scarves by the thousands, we know how to keep the ship aright and true and on course to our guiding star. We are good at what we do. And we can be proud of who we are. We have no one to answer to but ourselves. We are fishermen. But the problem is, we are fishing on a Galilean shore. And Jesus of Nazareth has come walking into our lives. Jesus has been calling us, saying, "The reign of God has come near, and it's time to do something new, something you never knew you would do." You see, Jesus has been calling us since October 8th, when the bridge to Boston's Long Island shelter was shut down without a moment's notice, leaving 700 of the most vulnerable people in Boston doubly homeless, cut off from the only stable shelter they knew, without access to their belongings. Jesus has been calling us since he came walking across the bridge as a homeless person with nowhere to lay his head for the past 108 days. Jesus has been calling us from the South End Fitness Center, where he and 220 other men have been sleeping on a basketball court and sharing two bathrooms. Jesus has been calling us from the drab, gray, brutalist steps of a city hall that seems deaf to the deep cries of misery rising from Boston's streets like an unanswered prayer. Jesus is calling us. Follow me. You're running a shelter now. You're opening shelters now for my brothers and sisters. But Jesus, we might reasonably say, Jesus, we don't know anything about that. We're Old South Church. We're fishermen. What do we know about running a shelter? We're not housing advocates. We're not substance abuse counselors. We're not mental health professionals. We're not social workers. We're not elected officials in high office. We're not miracle workers. We're Old South Church. We're fishermen. Can't you find somebody better, Jesus? Wouldn't some other people be a wiser choice for such high and hard and holy work? But the voice of Jesus still calls us. All we're doing is fishing. All we're doing is fishing. You fish for people now. You see, Jesus isn't calling us to be people that we're not. We are still going to be fishermen. Somehow, if we are going to follow this call from Jesus and live into this, we must somehow remain who we are. We are still going to be Old South Church in Boston, and we will need every scrap of craft that we have if we are to cast our nets now over the deep waters of hopelessness and degradation and hypocrisy, if we are to cast our nets over those deep waters and become finders of the lost children of God, then we must do so as Old South Church. We can only do so if we stay true to who we are. We are called to be Old South Church and to say with perfect clarity to the LGBT youth who live on the street, of which there are legion, We must say with perfect clarity to the LGBT youth that God loves you to your very bones, just as you are, and the ones whose hatred has put you on the street, they shall answer before the throne of God for what they have done. We are called to the Old South Church, to keep our sea legs beneath us, to remain a people of God that knows that when the winds of history are high and a crisis comes crashing down like a great and terrible wave, the only way to save the ship, the only way to save lives, the only way to save the city is to aim the prow of the ship squarely at the danger you face and never turn away. We are called to be Old South Church, a ship that has an unbelievable crew. An unbelievable crew. You who converted two rooms in as many days into a shelter. You who have given thousands of dollars to the interfaith effort to sustain this shelter. You who signed up to volunteer to be with and among God's people living on the street. From Old South Church alone, 193 of you. 193 of you have signed up to volunteer. So I give God thanks for you. I give God thanks also for the staff. Our three full-time operators, Rebecca Bowler, Kate Laser, David Albaugh, friends and members of Old South Church who have stepped forward into this role with a willingness that would rival that of James or John or Andrew or Simon. Jesus has called us. Jesus has called us to open shelters, to care for the city's most vulnerable and plead their case to the powerful. Jesus has called us to do something new, something that we don't know how to do because we've never done it before. Jesus is calling us to do something new. But Jesus is also calling us to remember who we are. Jesus is calling us to be true to ourselves, to be fishermen. And fishermen, oh fishermen, follow Jesus. You fish for people now.